From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. The best writing leaps across time and place to reveal what is universal and human. But like so many things that originate here, the Southern literary tradition is distinct. Today, we introduce the Southern Reading List. It's an occasional series of authors and readers sharing books that define and reflect the South. Jessica Handler is an Atlanta-based nonfiction writer and author of two memoirs about grief and loss. And here are her picks.
Hi, my name is Jessica Handler, and I am a nearly lifelong Atlantan and the author of three books, Invisible Sisters, a memoir, Braving the Fire, and the forthcoming The Magnetic Girl. Asking me about my favorite Southern books is very much like asking me who's my favorite Beatle. There are so many, not so many Beatles, but there are so many wonderful Southern books by Southern authors about Southern life, Southern issues. This is a tough call, so I've come up with some that matter a great deal to me. So here are some recommendations that I can start with. The first one is James Agee's novel, A Death in the Family. And A Death in the Family is kind of a proto-memoir. It's a thinly veiled story of what happened to him as a child. But what I love about this so much is that there's an essay that starts this book that he wrote, but then was installed in the book after his death, posthumously. And it's called Knoxville Summer, 1915. And I'd like to read a very short bit from Knoxville Summer. And the reason I love it, and here I am slipping in another book, is it reminds me of the same kind of language as Eudora Welty's short story June Recital. It captures summer evenings in the South. Supper was at 6 and was over by 6:30. There was still daylight shining softly and with a tarnish like the lining of a shell, and the carbon lamps lifted at the corners were on in the light, and the locusts were started, and the fireflies were out, and a few frogs were flopping in the dewy grass by the time the fathers and the children came out. Children ran out first, hell-bent and yelling those names by which they were known. Then the fathers sank out leisurely in crossed suspenders, their collars removed and the necks looking tall and shy. The mothers stayed back in the kitchen, washing and drying, putting things away, recrossing their traceless footsteps like the lifetime journeys of bees, measuring out the dry cocoa for breakfast. When they came out, they had taken off their aprons and their skirts were dampened, and they sat in rockers on their porches quietly. This is not the summer of our generation, but it brings us back to just a beautiful image. Another suggestion of mine is Pat Conroy's book, The Water is Wide. And Pat is known for his novels, but this is a memoir, and it's his memoir about being a young teacher on a barrier island off of South Carolina.
Those kids were fabulous to me. And, you know, I didn't know if I could teach or not, but they let me know I could. They let me know it.
Pat was my 11th grade writing teacher, and this book, which later was made into the film Conrack, which some people may know, was new when I was his student. And this book speaks to me maybe more than any of Pat's other books because I have a great fondness for cultural history. I have a great fondness for nonfiction. And this first edition that I have is signed by Pat, and it says, "To Jessica, for the love of teaching writing, Pat Conroy." Some years ago at a book festival, and brought this to him and told him what I was doing now that I was grown up. And he signed it, and I treasure it. And it's a gorgeous book and really worth looking into. Recently, I was asked by someone new to the Atlanta area, what books would I recommend to someone who wanted to learn about Atlanta's cultural and political history? And I immediately referred them to Gary Pomerantz's book, Where Peachtree Meets Sweet Auburn. This is a cultural history of Atlanta told through the stories of two leading families, one black, one white, and each family produced a mayor, Ivan Allen and Maynard Jackson. The name of the book, of course, refers to the predominant business streets in white Atlanta and black Atlanta of a particular era, Peachtree and Sweet Auburn. The book is a great example of research and anecdote and cultural history, and is a really engrossing narrative. It's beautifully written, and I think it resonates. If you grew up in Atlanta, as I did, or if you're new, as the person who asked me about it last week, I think we have to include Flannery O'Connor. How can we not? And for me, the go-to for Flannery O'Connor is a novel called Wise Blood. And, you know, there was a terrifically weird film that John Huston made with Brad Dourif that I think was shot in part in Grant Park.
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
The novel itself, which is about faith and lies and identity and generally odd goings on, it is really very much worth reading. To me, it's a key Flannery O'Connor book.
That was author Jessica Handler. Her upcoming book, The Magnetic Girl, is out in early 2019. Accompanying music, Ophelia by Les Hayden.